Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident of the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sure that the Qurbani, the sacrifice of Habil, would be accepted as he was on the truth. The Qurbani in those days was very different from the Qurbani we practice today. In those days, one would offer his sacrifice and a fire would descend from the skies and devour the sacrifice. This was a sign of the Qurbani, of the sacrifice being accepted. Habil was a crop farmer and Qabil was a crop farmer and Habil a stock farmer. Habil presented his best ram, whilst Qabil presented some of the crops and wheat from his fields. According to this divine law, the fire descended and devoured the ram of Habil, signifying that his sacrifice was accepted. The crops presented by Qabil were left untouched. This further aggravated Qabil, which later on prompted him to kill his brother. Habil remained calm, he remained very calm, and he mentioned to him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the sacrifice of those who are righteous. This was the very first act of qurbani that was done on the face of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word qurbanan, sacrifice, in this ayah. We are so fortunate that for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made qurbani so easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the acceptance of our qurbani and has kept this knowledge exclusively to Himself. Can we imagine if on the day of Eid, we had to offer our sacrifices only to see a fire devour the qurbani of some people and the others are left embarrassed knowing that their qurbanis were not accepted. Furthermore, being the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to enjoy and relish the meat of our qurbani animals. The ummahs, the nations of the past were not allowed this privilege. They had to present their qurbanis and it was taken up into the skies. Subhanallah. How kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us that He conceals our faults and further allows us to feast on our qurbani animals. Subhanallah.